We're getting close to the end.
Relative to the city's debt fund, I would direct your attention to page 432, which provides the county council a summary of all the debt that the city currently has related to it, some of which is in the city funds, some of which is are in the TID funds, and a portion. These are all related to city activities. Then there are additional debt services in the sewer fund and in the water utility fund. Page 433 provides the details to the city's debt service on existing and projected future borrowings. So we list the $5.6 million that is currently scheduled to be borrowed in December of 2017 and the debt service that would be required in 2018. The schedule also provides for $2 million for borrowings in each of 2018, 2020, 2022, 2024, and 2026, and gives you a 10-year look at what the debt service looks like. I would point out to the Common Council's attention, near the bottom of that page, it talks about less impact fee money. Currently, the city has not collected sufficient impact fees to make these payments, and that's why we're showing the impact fee shortfall at the top of that schedule. I have concerns that in 2018 and 2019, those shortfalls may be greater than what's listed here because of the lack of developable approved lots in the city. And it's conceivable that the debt service levy in the future would have to increase beyond the amounts listed at the bottom of that page due to the lack of impact fees getting collected to support this debt. The other item that's in here, TID 5, anticipates having significant infrastructure provided by the city to that, which would be specially assessed to the properties. This schedule assumes that those assessments are completed before September 1st of 2018, so that those amounts can appear on the December 2018 bills and collected in 2019 in the amount of $560,000 to support the debt that comes due in that period. If not, that's nearly $650,000 for the debt service for those would have to fall to the tax levy.
So now you have a clear understanding of how a subdivision, how long it takes a project to come to fruition. Okay? Ballpark Commons, we've been talking about that for how long? Subdivisions that you guys have been talking about, okay? It takes a long time. And then the increment that's tax assessed as of January 1 of the following year is the value that it goes under our tax rules. So you can have all kinds of development happen after January 1, but guess what? You're not getting it to the next year. So when we're looking at projects, keep all this in mind. And then if it's in a TID, it's a whole other problem. So, Paul, do you want to add anything else, or Mark? Nope? Okay. So to keep this city moving, we need subdivisions, we need Ballpark Commons to get going. And I know that there's news about Ballpark Commons.
Yeah, we're not going to build our way out of it.
Yeah.
Don't fool yourself.
You guys want to talk about, well, we know the TIF districts. I don't think we need to go into, anybody got any questions on the TIF districts? No? Good.
Self-insurance fund.
Probably doesn't take much explanation, but you've already addressed that with the benefit modifications.
Correct. Correct. So that takes us to the end. Okay, Alderman. Any discerning concerns?
3% is too much.
That's a nice statement to make. But she said 3% increase is too much. I would definitely like you to share your thoughts with Mark Liberta and Paul to really see what you can do about that. Okay, I look at a 3% increase, spreading it out over a 5-year period, and it's a rather nominal increase. Okay, that's my feeling. Alderman Mayer.
I've heard that a number of times now that we spread it out over 5 years. I think that's unethical. That's like saying, well, we're going to tell everybody now we're not going to raise your taxes. We're going to keep the levy at zero. But in 5 years, we're going to raise it. You know, we can't do that. I mean, whether we raise it now or not, we raise it now. We can't say we're raising it now because we didn't raise it then, because that's like we've been lying for 5 years. I think that's very unethical. And I think 3% is too much. I think 4.3%, which is the reality of it now, is way too much. Now, did we get to the point where we figured out how much it was per 100,000? Did we?
It was said.
That's what I thought, but we didn't have that exact amount, did we?
Counselor,
$61 and some change for a $263,000 home per year.
Yes.
And that's at the 4.3% now.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, I hear where you're coming from, Alderman and Alderwoman. You've got to seriously look at all your line items, and then we have a calendar that we can discuss this in the at our next meeting.
Well, I'd like to direct staff to look for 200,000, bring it down to 2%. Yeah, that's my motion.
I have a motion by Alderwoman Wilhelm to direct staff to look for reductions of an additional $200,000 to reduce the down to 2%.
Down to 200,000.
No.
Down
reduce
200.
It by 200,000.
Yeah.
From 600,000 to 400.
Closer to 2% instead of 3.
To try to get the city to a 2% increase. Do I have a second in that on that motion?
I'll second that. Now that would be something we could look at. There's no commitment to that.
That's correct.
So I'll second it from that standpoint.
So, Alderwoman, are you talking a minimum of you want to look for as much as you possibly can, correct?
To get as close to 200,000, bring it down to
2%. Oh, okay. Yeah. To get as close to, pardon, madam?
Earlier you said to reduce it an additional 200%, and now you're saying
not 200%.
200,000.
200,000, now you're saying
it for each 200,000 is about
is a percent.
$205,900, 1%.
There you go. So something close to that. You know, my concern is every time we say it's going to be this, then the time everything washes out, it's always more than that in the end. Well, not always. Sometimes state comes through with a little bit more, but not usually.
Well, okay, Alderwoman, yes, there is underspending that occurs. But that's due to the conservancy of the department heads trying to save taxpayer funds all along.
I think you misunderstood what I said.
Okay.
Okay.
But, okay, there's a motion and a second. Continuing discussion, Alderman.
Just because Mark is familiar with the budget inside and out, nobody knows it better than you and Paul. For us to go through it line item by line item and pick up paper clips here and staples there, I think is unproductive. And I don't know if you're going to be able to get to the 200,000 or not, or if whatever you produce is really going to be acceptable or not, but you're the one in the best position to try to look for something.
Okay, Mr. Liberta.
So I think the key there is whether it's going to be acceptable or not, because as we prepared this budget, it was very difficult to get down to where we did. I mean, you look at what we had to do, eliminate a heavy equipment operator, for half the year. That was a full year. That impacts your snow plowing. pilots. They have 15 people. That is going to impact your snow plowing. Now, they may be able to play some games by using a sewer and water person on some overtime. If they don't get too much snow, still be able to fit it in their overtime budget. To get lucky, that happens. If not, each of your routes take longer.
What about the large payout packages we're doing on sick time vacation rollover? And I'm just talking about different areas.
The engineering person is sort of the same way. At one of the last council meetings, the engineering was, a question was discussed, well, we got staff, we shouldn't contract out, we should do more work. Well, we've actually eliminated a half person for half a year. And with the retirement, you know, we've gone from having three registered or certified engineers, whatever their professional engineers, I think is the term they use, where they can staff projects to, and now two again. So there were a lot of cuts made within this budget. Now, I could give you some idea very easily. I could rattle off a list of the kinds of things you would see on it. Because we went through this, and we took these things, not in or, the first place I'm going to go, if asked to do it, and I'm prepared to do it, that's my job, I could probably put that together, is anything added to the budget. You know, even in a tough year, you want to try and make some improvements. And we have some things in this budget that improve things. Those would be the first things on the list. Look at the fact that we had two lead dispatcher positions created to improve that. That's a tough job, hard to do. One supervisor, three shifts, 24-hour, at least have a lead supervisor and acknowledge that one. That's $13,000. That would probably be on the list. Eliminate the engineering tech 2 to reclassification up to 3. That's $6,000. That'd probably be on the list. You know what, though? Take that away. You probably have a retention issue. Because we've got somebody very qualified to be at that 3. We're getting productivity for it. We don't pay them to do it, somebody else will. That's going to cost us a lot more than the $6,000. But that's an increase. You take increases out before you start, you know, cutting new stuff. I could try and play a game like reduce the health insurance premium an extra percent. Makes the general fund look better. I can get about $22,000 by doing that. But I'm probably risking a self-insurance fund deficit of about $28,000. So probably not worth doing, but if it's all about taxes, it's a 2 or 3 year problem if I start doing that in the self-insurance fund, maybe 2. So I could maybe try playing that game. I said, you could do that. We didn't recommend it or we would have done that already, but it could be done. There's economic development studies. We brought the number down this year. It was 70,000 in for this year, brought it down to 50. But the current budget has about 25,000 of that as ongoing funding. And we just talked about the importance of keeping economic development going. We've hired an economic development director. We've got to give them the tools to keep working. So that's in there at 50, but I would probably take out all of the increase there and you'd have to come back and say anytime they wanted things above that low base, they have to come and ask for it for contingency. Well, if we need to do the work, we put some in because we felt it was important. Probably eliminate the cost funding. That's $56,000. That's a quarter of it right there. But if we can't fund our ongoing, why should I think we can fund something that's only going to be partially funded? I mean, we're struggling this year. And we'll continue to have it, and our share goes up each year, then we have to fund a fourth year entirely on our own. So probably the COPS funding would be something that's put on the list. At least point out to you that...
Well, you can put all the things on the list you want. And obviously you can pick the ones that are really unfavorable if that's how you want to do it. Or you can pick some that are a little bit less. And, you can play the game however you want to do it. We'll just look at the list.
Okay, well,
and if it works, it works. And if it doesn't,
respect,
doesn't.
All the women, I'm offended by that because I don't do that. That's not my job.
Just the ones you were sitting here rattling off sound like threats to me. So I'm offended by that, just so you know.
Well, I I've gone through for weeks and developed that list because we threw them all out. They are threats. Those were the things we didn't do. You know, you can take out, we have non-rep adjustments in there. Okay? For the employees that are still here, it does include the wages of 2% effective July 1st. That follows from when the economy hit the fan in 2008. The city's strategy was we need to also focus on retention. And so we did lay off, but the people who stayed still saw some wage increases. That continues. Do you take some of that? You cut that in half, that's $70,000. But, you know, you in 2008 when it was done, when the whole world's economy was falling down, employees understood. You will have, you know, as your human resources director, I'll tell you, you will have more trouble explaining to them that we've only had moderate increases from then since then. You're doubling the deductible, tripling the out-of-pocket, and I'm not giving anything just because you don't, you know.
What's inflation? Right. What's the inflation rate at?
CPI, DPW, or Department of Revenue just released it at 1.9%.
And our increase is?
2%.
3% in the budget.
So the other place I look to when I'm asked to look for cuts is I look at the last place that was cut, because that tends to reflect the interests of the community. The last position we had that was filled was a highway position. We've already taken one out of this budget, so I can't go there. The one before that was an unfunded police officer position. So that would be on the list. Not because I like that. That's one of your biggest departments. That's the last place we did it. So I would have that on the list. Probably a bad time. We've used our emergency notification system for the first time in the years we've had it, since other than a senior alert, a silver amber alert, or whatever you call it, a silver alert, we've used it because of policing accidents. But that is the last position other than the highway one that we've had vacant. And we went, you could do a layoff. You know, you could take a public health nurse and eliminate that work. And, you know, people don't often recognize what happens. Public health nurses are to the health of your community like snowplow drivers are for snow. You've got to get it off when something happens. You know, we don't tend to see the work they do on the contagious diseases when it happens, because it's an all-hands-on-deck kind of thing, interviewing people, tracking them down. It's important work, and when they're not doing that because there isn't a contagious outbreak, they do other very beneficial things, just like snowplow drivers. That's the most important thing they do. You know, a lot of the highway directors they're doing important stuff all year round, but we really pay the level we do and keep the people we do because that's no plugger. I think it's important. The health department is the same way. They have certain things that are critical. It's like an insurance policy. If you have bad insurance, we have to pay for it at all, but when you need it, it's got to be there. So that's why we've been funded to the level we have, but that could be a position we could take on. We even looked at outside things like the doctor wheel tax. You could, we anticipated some savings from our health insurance changes in OPEB. Maybe squeeze another 15,000 out of that.
You don't have to tell us all your ideas tonight.
Well, thanks, Mark.
But look at some of the smaller items too, and see if you can make those accumulate to something too, or some project that we don't do.
Yeah. When to get to where we did, we went through line item by line item the department's budgets and cut out about $87,500. We could only actually save about half of that because every dollar we took, we knew we were just impacting the over under expenditure, which meant increasing our odds of a deficit. So we did take about $42,000 of it, but the other, but about half of it we did by reducing that over under expenditure from $455,000 down to $413,000 or something like that.
Well, Well, this sheet here you gave us would have been some of the things that I would have suggested before this came up.
Those are capital and
It's still some of the things that I would have suggested, which you already picked out. So.
So I'm happy to do it. I don't want you to think there's anything easy to choose from on weapons.
No, I know that.
The ones I gave you, pretty much, you add that to the memo I gave you at July meeting. You know, we had the committee of the whole on the budget then. Mm-hmm. Those two lists are, you know, hours and hours and hours of trying to figure out what else is there. But trust me, you didn't want to not fund heavy equipment.
Okay.
But I'm happy to, if the Common Council wants to see that, I'll probably put something that has much more than the $200,000, because if there isn't something you like, you need an alternative. And I'll work with department heads to find anything you missed, but we've tried to be very thorough.
I appreciate that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any other further discussion?
The motion,
Alderman.
The motion is just to give us some options. Is that my understanding?
Give you a list that has 200,000, and I'm reading that at least 200. I would make it longer so that you have alternatives to choose from.
Because I'm not happy about the 3% either. But at the same time, we have to deal with the reality of what's been gone historically, and I'm not ready to dismiss that. Because that's what we've done by making the budgets zero, is the increases. So I'm not happy with it, but some of the things you're mentioning right now, I think, are draconian in some senses. So I'm just, that's where
would
I'm
you
at.
Rather go to your constituents and say we didn't even ask staff to try make an extra effort?
I face that challenge.
Right. So that's why the motion is what it is.
So, Madam Clerk, do you have the motion? Do you want to make sure that we've got it right? Do you want to read it back to us, please?
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to direct staff to look for reductions for at least an additional $200,000 heading toward a 2% increase, seconded by Alderman Mayer. I added the at least in because...
Yep. That's good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? No.
No.
Roll call.
Alderman Dandrea.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
The motion passes. 3 in favor, 2 against, 1 absent. The motion passes. Do I have a... hang on 1 second. Alder... not Alder. Mark Laverta.
I guess I would look to when it's your intent to look at that and address it. If you want to have that, any changes with the chance of getting to the 2% so that that's incorporated into the budget that goes to the public for the public hearing, we would need to have that.
Oh, well, we have an alternate day for additional committee of the whole on October 10th.
I won't be here.
Oh, good. No.
Don't we have an October
10th? October 18th is the budget hearing.
I have a regular Common Council meeting on the 17th.
That day, but that means you would have to decide that day because he has to begin those operations with
him submitted the following month.
Yeah. Alderwoman, when
what about
are you out
that
of town
night?
That whole week?
What about that night, Paul?
No.
I do.
Oh, gosh, this is a week away. The 10th is a week away. Later this week? How long would it take you to put these items together?
As I
Sounds
said,
like
I,
you've
I
got...
have my list here and the one I gave you. It's really just going to be a compilation of those. So we could talk about them one by one right now.
No.
it's on the agenda.
Tomorrow night it's on the agenda. We have it, the last item.
I could present it to you tomorrow.
That's fine.
Okay, then.
You want to, can you email it ahead of time?
Yeah, could we sit ahead of time?
Yeah, tonight by midnight you'll have it.
Stay up all night.
Okay.
Well, what, what's?
I can only say while we're still on that agenda item to the department heads that are here, if you guys have any other ideas, please get them to me by 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Be creative.
Because you've heard the things on budgets, so if you have better ideas.
You got a hand here.
Alderman Mayor.
Explain to me again what the rush is, why we'd need it tomorrow. If he's going to do anything realistically, and from what I've heard, I don't like any of those suggestions anyway, but if he's going to do anything realistically, he can't do it by tomorrow. I mean, the other option is that we go through this and we pick out these things that we don't know exactly what the priority is, but we just say, well, hey, here's 7,000 right here we could save. Okay, let's go for this. I mean, that's totally unrealistic. But we've got to ask for something. We can't just roll over and die and accept this, even though I know it's the best you could do. We've got to ask. We owe it to our constituents to do that. And then when you bring that, and I'm not trying to say that we're not going to like what you bring, but what you've said so far, I don't like. And so I know you've worked hard on this. I know you're at the you're cutting it to bone, but we've got to ask. We've got to try. And that's where we're at. So I don't know if you're going to do that realistically. I don't know why we'd need it by tomorrow. You can't do it by tomorrow. So what's the rush on that?
Okay. Before we have anybody answer, Councilor had.
I think I saw a potential special meeting date on the calendar in the budget materials for October 10th, which would be a week from tomorrow, and then council members would have time to receive the agenda and the ordinary course of business for their thoughtful review. And Mr. Luberta and Mr. Ratzenberg would have until ordinary course of business Friday to produce the write-up for the agenda packet.
I had referenced that, Councilor. But Alderwoman Wilhelm was not available next week. But be that the
but
case,
that doesn't mean
she
you
is
can't,
not.
You
it does
meet.
Not mean that we can't meet. I think that would be a more appropriate date. Unfortunately, it gives staff more, Mark and Paul, more time to work with staff to see if there's anything creative to address your concerns. I think I'd rather have a little more time than something slapped together urgently that
exactly.
People aren't necessarily impressed with. So I know that doesn't meet your schedule, but you will have an opportunity
to talk.
I
know. I will have an opportunity.
Talk.
That's fine.
Okay.
And I'll see it. I'll be watching the sheet when it comes out.
Okay. Thank you.
What time?
The time will be 6:30 on October 10th.
Jerry Schaefer's going away
and
be that evening.
You can have it here.
Yeah, you can have it here.
Okay.
What time? I can't remember. How long does that go until?
Where the public works starts at 7.
6 o'clock.
Starts at 7? Oh, and it'll probably go until 9 o'clock or something like that, huh? Or so.
The Board of Public Works meeting starts at 7. We're going to have Jerry's.
Oh, you're going to have it from 5 to 7. But then there are going to be certain department heads. You're going to be you're going to be at the public works meeting.
That doesn't work.
How about we change it to the 11th?
There's an order
what's
review
the,
meeting.
What's the 19th?
Can't go that late.
Can't go that late. Why can't go that late?
Not if you want to impact what goes to the public at the budget hearing, because we have to have the publication notice by the 18th.
Well, we made changes after the public hearing notice before.
Yeah, so you can you don't have to deal with it until when night of the budget on November 11th.
Right.
If you want to change the 3% number going to the public hearing.
No, we're going to send the 3% out to the public.
Thursday the 12th.
Oh, then you can wait more.
How about Thursday the 12th?
Well, if we wait till then, why not do like Mark suggests and just wait till the public hearing night?
That's what we've done in the past.
I know we've done it in the past. I prefer to have all these things kind of formalized prior to.
Well, I don't know if it's going to work.
October 12th work for anyone?
FAPSU is the only thing that evening.
That's okay.
That's not a critical.
What did you say about the 19th? What day of the week is that?
The 19th would be.
What page is that?
A Wednesday.
Is that a Wednesday? 19th?
19th is a Thursday.
Right here.
Got the fire and police spaghetti dinner.
Well, the 17th is a regular common council meeting. If we could do it.
17th, the big 18th, 19th is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
We could have it. Place for discussion on the regular meeting number the
17th.
You would not impact the 3% going to the public.
Right. That's fine.
So then you, it would enable you to get public input on the 3%
as
well.
True.
And then at the 17th, if you still have further discussion, you have the committee of the whole in November where you can discuss it again, maybe narrow it down.
Yeah. Okay, at the regular council meeting.
Because if the 3% gets to the public and then we make change, you've lost your thunder. Because they've already seen the 3%, so.
I don't care about that.
I don't care either. I want it to be 3%. So, okay. So we're going to have our next meeting scheduled with the regular Common Council meeting of the 17th. And you've got a couple weeks to put your heads together.
Okay. Procedurally, could we have a meeting of the whole just prior to the Common Council?
That one.
I guess we can.
So yeah. Instead of being here at 6:30, maybe 6 or something on that order, just for.
That's fine with me. Well, we have licensing, but.
You can always move that ahead, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we can
figure it out. Oh.
Well, I guess we can work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so then, if that's
it'll be on the 17th.
Based on the calendar, and all need to prepare the public hearing notice.
Okay.
And then, without any objection or additional motions by the council, all the motions made tentatively today will be incorporated into the record document, as well as corrections of some typos and tables that we talked about. And those will be the draft of the budget for the public hearing.
Okay. No other discussion? Counselor, never give an attorney in the last words.
Municipal code at section 19-2C states that committee of the whole is the first Monday of each calendar month, except when otherwise scheduled by a majority vote of the common council or the committee of the whole to accommodate summer schedules, holidays, election days, and the like. So I think this is accounting the budget schedule under statute as well as local process. So if you want to schedule a committee of the whole meeting for 6 p.m. on October 17th, the day of the next Common Council meeting.
Do I have to have a motion for that?
I would suggest a motion.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
So
second.
So we need to make that tomorrow, wasn't it?
He's saying it's
budget related. It's
budget related. Okay. I didn't know if it was made actively the whole or after the
it says scheduled by a majority vote of the Common Council or the Committee of the Whole.
Committee of the Whole. Right. Okay. So I've got a first by Alderman Barber, a second by Alderman Nelson. Any discussion? Further
sure
discussion?
Is.
Nope. All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion carries.
Motion carries. Motion to adjourn now. First and a second?
Second first.
Okay. We're done.